Welcome back to another episode of the Power Sports Memorabilia Show. I am your host, Matt Powers. Thank you again for joining me. Don't forget to visit the website, powersportsmemorabilia.com. Also, give us a follow over there on Instagram, at Powers Autographs. Well, it's Monday night, April 22nd. Man, what a day and what a weekend. We got some things to get to on this show. Tom Brady apparently had an event over the weekend in which collectors received some not-so-good autographs, and we'll get into that. Just watched a great video from Patrick Ryan on that, and I'll kind of share his thoughts and then kind of tie in some of my thoughts as well on the thing. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about Jordan Love. We've got another autograph signing coming up with him, and I want to talk about the items from the first signing. How do they turn out? And maybe talk a little bit about Jordan Love and kind of maybe the expectations of him in the collecting market. But it's been a good couple days here, man. I don't know if you guys have been watching the Instagram there. My boy Jan, who does all of our Photoshop work, he visited us from Vietnam for about 10 days. And so he was here and working, and I was taking him around to some of the cooler places here in Kansas City. We took him to the World War I Museum. We took him to a Royals game. He loved the Royals game. He took a million different photos. He's a photographer by trade, so that is, you know, to be expected. And we were on the search for a Vietnamese restaurant for him to connect with some people, because his goal is to move here to the United States. And we finally found one after striking out a couple times, the Vietnam Cafe down there in the River Market there in downtown KC. If you are local, go eat there. It is non-approved. It is 100% authentic Vietnamese food. So go eat there. So we had a really good time, man. So if you're watching the Instagram stories, he's home safe. He's back doing his normal thing. So thanks for everybody who was reaching out and enjoying watching that stuff there. So we also got some couple things going on with the business here too. Maybe you guys have seen on the story there. We're looking to purchase a building here. We're going to need to move to a new building to accommodate more space, more employees, all that kind of stuff. So if you are in the Kansas City area and selling a building in the Lee Summit area, let us know. It's tough out here, man. Stuff's way overpriced, difficult to find, and there's some land to buy you can build. But I don't know if we want to do that. I don't want to wait a whole year to kind of move into a new spot. So we'll see how that goes. So, and then last thing here, if for those of you who are following along, I got the good old stem cells and bone marrow put in my right knee on Friday, trying to get my torn meniscus fixed. It's not terrible. I just can't squat. So I'm trying to get it fixed, and I'm trying not to be an old, decrepitated loser later in my life that can't move around. So I'm trying to get it fixed now, and hopefully this gets it done. 70 to 80% success rate. It's not terrible, but that's a good thing, right? So maybe we can fix the just the small little tear in there and get back to squatting. So anyway, that's my opening monologue there. Let's get into the autograph stuff, which is probably what you came here for, or at least hopefully you came here for. Going back to the Tom Brady thing, I shared it to the Instagram story there. You can find it on his page, on Patrick Ryan's page. But Tom Brady had some sort of business conference over the weekend in Miami, and apparently he was going to be signing some autographs for some of these people that had paid, I believe it was $3,600 to attend this conference. And apparently the autographs he gave were basically his in-person autograph. If you don't know too much about Brady's autograph, Brady's got kind of his paid autograph, which he gives through all of his paid signings with Fanatics. And he's also got kind of his IP autograph, his in-person autograph, and it's sloppy as hell. It barely recognized, it doesn't look anything like a normal Tom Brady autograph. And so that was the autograph that he gave at this event. Now, this was not a Fanatics sanctioned thing. He had the okay, I guess, to sign these items. Apparently, he was signing some items for a similar event in Mexico, and they were like just some random gung-ho crap, like pennants and plastic footballs, like stuff you would never get signed, right? At least not from Tom Brady. And so I guess at this event, it was a little bit different. People got wind of it, of course, and they were trying to get all the stuff that you basically can't get signed through Fanatics, or at least get stuff cheaper through there, like your game use stuff and cards. So apparently that's what was going on. He gave some crap autograph out there, but you know, Patrick kind of did a cool, good little breakdown of this thing. It wasn't necessarily an autograph event. It was just part of the experience there, albeit a small part. It was a business networking event. So, and yes, you know, you come send some autographs, take some photos with him. But that wasn't the main reason why people were there. So apparently people were upset that their items got quote-unquote ruined. And I don't know if it got ruined. It's not the best autograph. But basically when people say quote-unquote ruined is basically I can't sell it for what I thought I was going to sell it for. And this whole hobby is just – it's just so funny sometimes. And there's really kind of two people on the spectrum as far as collectors go. There's one – that is just hardcore into the collecting. They want their item to be perfect, but hey, listen, they know things happen. Inscription gets missed or the pen doesn't do well. They're totally understanding. Hey, no problem. I'll get another one done at another time. No big deal. I understand the signing process. And then there's the other camp. Unfortunately, there's not too many people in this camp, but we do have some people in this camp where everything has to be perfect. It's got to be an auto 10. It's got to be this. And reason being is they're selling everything. And in their mind, they've bought this ticket or whatever they're getting signed. And if it's not 100% perfect, like the item is totally ruined. And of course, it's not. It's just not going to sell for what they thought it was going to sell for. And I totally get it. You know, you guys are paying a lot of money, stuff. Autographs are not cheap anymore. It's just the way it is. And people, the expectations are very, very high. And believe me, our expectations have gone up. I shared a Instagram story too, but a couple days ago of Ryan Garcia signing those boxing gloves. I don't know if you saw that one, where he was just chicken scratch on it and throwing them over there. Chicken scratch, throw it in the box. Chicken scratch, throw it in the box. And I don't know if those got smudged or not. I mean, hopefully he was signing those in a Sharpie and they dried within, you know, a millisecond. But it was a bad look for autographs. Now, I don't know if this was a paid signing or not, but it was just a bad, bad thing to watch. It was tough. I was really hoping it was AI generated, but apparently it was not. So I've seen some of these pictures of Brady's autograph. And we just took part in a Brady signing just a couple weeks ago, actually. And he, of course, was doing inscriptions and his standard paid autograph, and everything looked great. So I feel for these people, though, but I guess they were kind of maybe misled a little bit into what the expectations of the signing were. The person that was apparently running it had never ran an autograph signing before. And if you never run an autograph signing before, and your first signing is with arguably the one guy that everybody wants. I mean, it's like, hey, I've never sold a house before. Let's go ahead and try to sell the White House. I think I can get a good commission off that one. Let's get this one on the market here. I kind of figured out how to do this thing. Like, that's kind of the jive I was kind of getting with this thing is, let's just shoot for the top, you know? So that's kind of what happened with that Tom Brady thing from my understanding. I wasn't there, but people's items look like junk. No, I was... When I saw some of these photos, someone had sent them to me. I had initially thought they were just sending me pictures of some of the stuff that they got from the recent Brady signing. And I was like, holy crap, that looks like crap, dude. I hope those aren't for customers. And he's like, no, they're from the recent Brady event over the weekend. I was like, I asked him, was it free? He goes, it was part of the deal. And so, because I thought usually sometimes you go to these events and you get a free autograph and it's crap. And, I mean, you can complain, but hey, whatever. You got it for free. Well, apparently people were paying $3,600 to go to this conference. But again, that was the main selling point, was the conference and all the other stuff going on. Like, the autographs were just kind of part of the deal, you know. So, albeit a very small deal. So, I understand both sides of it. I understand why people were frustrated with the autograph. But at the same time, it's like, you're going to an event that you've never actually worked with before, and you're going to entrust this person or this event with some of your high-end stuff. Like, to me, my red flags are going off immediately. Like, this is not like, hey, we're sending it off, you know, signings to the Royal second baseman here, right? Like, hey, stuff gets messed up. So what? It's the Royal second baseman. This is Tom Brady. Like, you can't be bringing or sending your game use stuff out there without, like, hey, listen, I want to be there. Yeah, this is going to be a paid sit-down signing. And that's kind of what – I mean, I don't say you kind of get what you were supposed to get here. But that's what I kind of what I would expect for an event like this. Like, Tom's not really there to sign autographs. He's just going to give your chicken scratch autographs. So it's unfortunate. A lot of people's high dollar items were, I don't know if they were ruined or not. They're going to have a hard time getting that stuff third party authenticated. That's going to be the challenge. And I think that's where a lot of the frustration probably lies, is the dollar signs are going down. They spent X amount of dollars on something, hoping to get a paid signing autograph, and they didn't, and now they're scrambling because they're going to be losing money. So it is what it is. Again, that's why I would always recommend people, you guys work with people who know what they're doing, who have some sort of reputation or some sort of way to fix problems for you when it comes to autograph signings. It always cracks me up when people say, well, you could send stuff for this guy's charity through the mail, you know, do a TTM thing, and he'll send it back to you. It's like, yeah, but you might not get it back, and you might get crap back, or you might get the wrong item back. You can't send him any high-dollar item. You can't send him any multi-sign item. You can't send him any big item. Like, if you want the cheapest possible autograph, dude, private signings are not for you. Like, they're always going to be more expensive because the athlete is getting paid 2024 prices. If you know their personal address and you want to mail them something through the mail and hopefully get it signed, by all means, please do it. Like, you'll hopefully you get it back in 6 months and it's the correct item and it's signed the way you want, and your $10 donation to their charity is going to a good cause. I hope that works out for you. But that's just not what we do here. The athlete is getting paid 2024 prices to sign items the way you want, with the inscription you want, on the item you want. It's a completely customized event. So that always cracks me up when people comment about the TTM thing. Go ahead, bro. Like, we'll beat you to it, man, because we're going to get the stuff signed next week. But whatever you want to do, bro. So anyway, that leads me into Jordan Love. And Jordan Love is—he's definitely not on the Mahomes level yet. Okay, we obviously we're here in Kansas City. Mahomes is our guy. I'm not saying Jordan Love is going to be Patrick Mahomes or anything like that. In fact, you know what? This is not even a show like SportsCenter where we're breaking down how good the athletes are. I've watched maybe two or three Jordan Love games last year, and I just happen to kind of like the guy. I think he's just kind of got that little poise that quarterbacks are supposed to have, that competitiveness, that confidence, that belief in their guys. He may not be the most talented guy out there, but he's certainly talented out there. He doesn't have a Mahomes kind of arm or flair, but towards the end of last season, like, they were looking pretty good. I know they beat the Cowgirls out there, but what does that mean? I don't know. But they looked pretty sharp, and I think they're going to be a force to be reckoned with. It looks like they've got some good young wide receivers, and anytime you got a good quarterback, you know, things are looking bright for you. But this leads me to the point about the recent signing here in April. We do have another one coming up here in May. Is we went through all this stuff today, and I looked at every single piece that came out, and I honestly don't think they could have been done any better. I think Jordan took his time with all the inscriptions. They were legible. They were well written out. Enough space for everything. His autograph, I know a lot of people don't like his short autograph, but it's unique. It's a J and a heart, and then he puts his jersey number on everything. So a lot of people really want that jersey number. They always say, can I get the jersey number? And it's like, listen, you can request it if you want, but if it's not part of the athlete's autograph, there's a 99% chance it's not being put on there unless you do some sort of paid inscription, which I would never recommend you do a paid inscription for a jersey number. It's just not my thing. Some people like to do it, but if I want an inscription, I want a stat or an MVP or World Series champ, something like that. So, but he did that on every single item. And I kid you not, we had, I don't know how many pieces we had, 70 to 80, maybe more than that actually. Maybe 100, I think it was. It was a decent amount of items. And I looked at every single one. Some of the cards, they wanted him to sign in a small little spot on the card. They had it all blocked off in there. He made it work. Yellow paint pen in the top left corner. He made it work. Person wanted an inscription with stacked, go pack, go on part of the card. He did that. So I was just really impressed. And I think that really leads back to my point about Jordan Love, is when someone treats other people's items like that, it shows a lot about kind of who they are. And what type of character do they have? And I think that's leading to my point of why I think they're going to be somewhat successful. And yes, there is no correlation between how well a guy signs autographs and how well they do on the football field. That's not my point. I just think it's part of the situation with Jordan Love. And I think they're going to have a great season coming up here. But every time I hear someone say that, and I think that too, they always have a bad season. You know how the NFL is. Like, you think one team's going to be really good, and you're like, God dang it, they're like 3-14 this year. Whatever happened to them? So I don't know if he's going to have a great season. I really think they are, but I just really think Jordan Love's going to have a pretty solid career. It seems like he's really kind of knows what he's doing. He's been in the league a little bit of a while. Remember, he sat behind Aaron Rodgers for a bunch of years. And I just think he's going to have a decent solid year. So if you're getting on the Love train, we do have another signing coming up in May. So, oh boy, that's my rant. Long one today here, but man, I just wanted to highlight Jordan Love. Really took his time with a lot of stuff. And it's, you know, a lot of people like to bash athletes when they don't sign stuff the right way. I personally think Jordan did a great job with the stuff. And I just really wanted to highlight that for you guys. So anyway, that's today's episode. Don't forget to check out the website, powersportsmemorabilia.com. A whole bunch of new signings are going to be listed here very, very shortly. You guys just missed the boat on Derrick Henry, Ellie De La Cruz, too. We do have him coming up next week. So also give us a follow there on Instagram at Powers Autographs. I will see you guys on the next episode.